Well, look what's happening right now. Our hotline's ringing. Do we answer the phone or do we continue with what we got going on? Because I guarantee you this is Brewer.
You want to see if he's there? Yeah. That'd be funny if it's not him.
Brewer, is it you?
Hey.
Hey.
There he is.
Hey, sunshine.
What's up?
We were just talking about a guy who threatened to shoot up his daughter's school. A guy threatened to shoot up his daughter's school because in fourth grade in her sex ed class, yes, I said in fourth grade in her sex ed class, they were teaching about boys having nocturnal emissions, which is, you know, wet dreams and stuff.
What are you talking about? So,
isn't that horrible? How are you?
So he's threatening that this is going on right now?
It happened the other day. He threatened to shoot up. He said the chorus school spiritually declared war against his house. And that it's not the teacher's fault. The teacher's not going to be in the crosshairs, but he's going to, you know, the whole. He ended up not doing anything. They arrested him, the whole spiel.
Yeah, the teacher's his fourth grade daughter about stuff.
He's
also got some problems at the house.
You think so? You did homeschooling. Did you have that talk with your daughters?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Did you or your wife?
You did it? Yeah, right.
We both did. We did a double. She came at the angle of the godly view, and I came from the street guy. This is what really is going to go down.
How old were they when you did it?
I want to say like 3 years. I want to say seventh grade.
There you go.
That makes sense to me.
Because fourth grade.
You know when they're wanting. You know when they're looking for it.
Right. It's not fourth grade.
They start with the pictures and using words like, he's cute, he's hot, he's cute, he's hot. They want to wear makeup. That's when you got to really jump in there and start going, hey, we need to talk about what little boys like about you.
You couldn't have said that creepier.
Yeah, no, you really couldn't have.
And what the little boys are going to be trying to do.
Hey, buddy, so a couple weeks ago when you were on vacation, apparently, I guess I dropped that news on you that your little AC/DC blurb was going to blow up.
Oh, my God.
I told you. I told you what was going to happen.
We're talking to comedian Jim Brewer, and it did.
He was on vacation. I'm like, dude, right. You want to come on to talk about the AC/DC thing? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you don't know what's happening. Where were you, in Turks and Caicos?
I was in Turks and Caicos.
Right? He's like, I don't even know what's going on. I'm on vacation. I'm like, well, wait till you get back.
Oh, man, that was not good. I had a conversation late at night. Hold on a second. All right, now we're good to go.
Okay.
And I woke up and my wife's gone, I'm going to go paddleboarding today. And we set up a snorkeling trip, and I didn't even get out of bed. And then, yeah, that was... Next thing you know, I'm getting calls from England. England? Who's... You know what? People are nuts, man. Who would have thought something I would say would turn into that madness? But you know what? At the end of the day, no one really knows what's going on.
You know what the funny... Actually,
let's get everybody up to date that what happened was AC/DC, Brian Johnson wasn't able to go on tour because of throat things, and Jim knows Brian very well.
Right.
And Jim, you related some stories maybe that Brian told you or whatever, and it got out of hand, and you caught a lot of negative for it, maybe because it was inside or it was not totally accurate. I don't know how it ended up even.
It actually ended up in arguments here because I'm like, if everybody's taking Jim Brewer's word for gospel, doesn't know Jim. Because I'm like, it's just Jim. Jim's just riffing. He's talking. He's, you know, he's doing his podcast.
Right.
He's got an audience. Yeah. And then we started, me and our producer Brett, so he's like, well, you can't say that kind
of
stuff.
And yeah, I felt that way, Jim, because knowing that you're a friend of Brian Johnson, I took everything you said as gospel. So I was like, well, no, of course, he's close with Brian. I take every word he said there as the truth. You know, so that was the two sides of way of looking at it, I guess.
Well, yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with this thing anymore, huh?
I don't blame you.
You know what? Down the road, when whoever says what they have to say, it'll all pan out. But
listen,
right now,
all right. If the goals,
nobody has officially come out and said anything. So,
do you think? My question to you is: if it comes down to an old school street fight, can you take Angus? Can you take them?
Oh, my God. I could probably take the whole family. Taking a whole bunch of little trolls. I think, listen, if I were to do a hypothesis here and pretend I never talked to anyone, it's clear that, who knows, maybe Angus and his brother, who started this band when they were kids, and Malcolm might have said, listen, no matter what happens to me in life, I know I'm not going to make it alone. I'm starting to get dementia or Alzheimer's, whatever he's got. Just keep going. Keep going and keep, promise me you keep going. And then, you know, Angus knew. It was no secret that Brian said, I'm retiring. Everyone knew this was it. Brian, no matter what, was retiring. Mm. So maybe there was a little part of him that he didn't announce that said, I'm not retiring. When this is over, I want to keep going. I want to keep going. I want to keep going. And then he found a little spot. You know, Brian goes, hey, my ears. And before anything was settled, he's like, your ears? All right, boom, we'll keep going. Right. You know, you're out. Let's go. Who's next?
So maybe that's what you're saying might have happened.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Nobody knows until either one of them say something.
Right, so all right.
And when you have some drinks in me, I will tell you exactly what the real shebigle was. People, yeah. You know, I think, let's just say this, you guys know me very well, and
right.
50% of you is pretty right on target.
So what I would say is, you know what? We gotta do traffic. Jim, hold on. When you come back, we'll talk to our boy's got an album coming out. He's doing an in store Saturday at over at Looney Tunes in West Babylon. The single is called "Be a Dick Tonight." We'll talk to more with Jim Brewer next. Hold on. Here's Ted with the roads.
Your BAB Cassone Trailers, Long Island traffic right now.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Comedian Jim Brewer on the line with us.
Now that we got all the AC/DC stuff out of the way, and we learned that if you go to the in-store at Looney Tunes on Saturday and get Jim drunk, you can probably get the entire truth.
The whole truth.
And even that, I don't know the truth. I only knew certain sides. Someone gets in an argument in your family or your best friend, and maybe he's fighting with his wife, and they give you their old side.
Right.
And then you naturally side with them, and so you kind of start telling them, man, you ain't going to believe what his wife is doing. And that's really, at the end of the day, what started going on. And so nobody knows there's all sides to the story. As a matter of fact, at the end of that podcast, which nobody talked about,
yeah,
I clearly said...
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
I clearly said, to be honest with you, I don't know all the stories. I'm just hearing. Who knows what the whole story is?
Right.
I clearly said that.
Right.
So
you did. In your defense, you totally did. And you ended up kind of in the middle in an unfortunate place.
Hey, listen, if you didn't make you turn yourself into a star with those meds videos and raise your star level, people would have never even paid attention to it. So, listen.
I know. That's
your fault.
That blew me away. Like, who's Jim Brooks? Who am I? Why are you taking my word for one of the biggest bands in the world? Are you out of your mind?
Hey, Jim, exactly. I'm glad you changed the name of your band because the Regulators was just not working for me.
That was the original name, huh?
Dude, I felt so bad. We were at the Paramount, and I see he's got because, you know, when he did the Paramount shows a couple months ago, he shot a video at the end of each one of the shows, and it said Jim Brewer and the Regulators. And I look at Jim, I go, the Regulators, huh?
So what is it now, Jim?
The Loud and Rowdy.
So Jim Brewer and the Loud and Rowdies.
And I can tell by your deafening silence, it's a little better than the Regulators.
Oh, it's way better than the Regulators.
I happen to like the Loud and Rowdy. I think that's actually pretty cool.
And to me, it was like Loud and Rowdy Fred.
Yeah,
right.
Loud and Rowdy Fred. Now, here's what it did cause. Now, I shot the video, so we had to change the whole concept of the video, which is fine. So the video you saw, which we just finished, it should come out in, I don't know, a week or two. I start off in my garage, and there's a gag now. Throughout the whole video, we're trying to create a name for the... One is going to be called Steel Goats.
Right.
Then it's Motley Crue. Then it's and the more popular you get, then we get to the regulators, it's the big crowd. At the end of the day, it's just us in a garage, and my wife comes out at the end. She's like, "What are you guys doing in here?" I said, "Oh, we're bands. We're the regulators. We're this." And she goes, "No, you sound like you're loud and rowdy. Take out the garbage." And then I go, loud as,
Well, Brett, our producer, already put your video up on the BAB Facebook page.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. I feel like we've been on this little...
Or your first single, rather.
Yeah.
Not the video, the single.
I feel like we've been on this roller coaster of this album for a couple of years with you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now here it is.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm waiting to see what happens. The people, I don't think anyone knows, even my management, I got great management. I don't think anyone knows what to expect. This is, not that it's never been done, people don't know what to do with it.
Right.
Like, what is it? Is this full-blown comedy? No.
If you get put into a parody category, you're dead.
I don't want to.
No.
It's not parody.
What does that mean to people? What's a parody category?
Just fun. It's not
like
real.
Like Sam Kinison Wild thing?
Yeah, like it's not a real band. Like to Jim, this is a real band.
Real, right.
He's got real musicians and it's a real rock project.
And you still have the two songs with Brian Johnson on there, right?
Yeah, people think
it's totally legit.
It's only one song. The other one is him just talking and it's like my fantasy dream. He came in the studio. He's like, I wrote this thing for you. I don't know if you really want. And he read to me, like, what he thought was going to be lyrics. And when we listened to it, we went, oh, my God. I wanted to start the album. I said, that should start the album. And it was a whole thing about, I always wanted to be a rock star. And then I became a comedian. And no one thought I'd be funny, but who's laughing at me now? But I still, and so it's not a song. It's him just talking for about 25 seconds.
Cool.
This bluesy under thing. The one song I think is a monster. It's a monster. Mr. Rock and Roll is a monster.
And that's with Brian, lead vocals.
Yes, that's him and me doing lead vocals.
Nice.
And here's the crazy part is when you listen to the lyrics, you swear it was written for him for what's going on right now. That people are going to go, oh, come on. They just got together last month and they wrote this.
Right on. Hey, Jim, I don't mean to cut you short, but because you called in late, we got to get going.
All right,
Jim is going to be at Looney Tunes on Saturday morning, Saturday at 1 o'clock, right?
Record store day. Yeah.
For record store.
Open up the Coliseum. How about that?
We're gonna get you to all. Yeah. Okay, baby steps. Let's do Looney Tunes first, and then he'll be there at 1 o'clock, so you can get the news. You can pre-order the album. You can ask Jim a lot of questions, anything. And then Saturday night, 8 o'clock, you're gonna be at West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center doing comedy. Correct.
Correct.
All right,
cool,
brother.
Man.
Hey, we'll talk to you again soon. Maybe you can wake up on time next time. How's that?
Sounds good.
Have a good one. See you, Jim. Take care, buddy. All right, comedian Jim Brewer. Looney Tunes Saturday at 1, and then Saturday night, 8 o'clock, West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center. And Songs from the Garage will be coming out on May 27th, and Brian Johnson doing a speaking thing and on another song as well. And you can hear one of the songs on the BAB Facebook page right now. Brett put it up. You see Brewer's right there, and he is serious. No question about it. 848. Here's Ted with the Roads.
Your BAB, Cassone Trailers, Long Island Traffic, L.I.